and talking travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And hello, Erin, and how are you today, and what are we talking about?
Yeah, good morning, Colleen, and thank you for having me today. And I'm quite excited to let you and our listeners know that today we'll be talking about how to stay connected while travelling, which is part one of a two-part series of segments. And we have a very special guest with us today, Jamie from the Salamander Bay Telstra store. And Jamie will be here to answer some of our questions and talk all things keeping in touch while traveling. So thank you, Jamie, for coming along. And so can you let me and Colleen and our listeners know a little bit more about the Telstra products that are offered for people travelling overseas?
Certainly. Hi, Erin and Colleen. Thank you so much for having me. Travelling with mobile devices can often seem really intimidating. So the right information, you can be much more prepared and enjoy your trip much more.
Yeah.
One of the products available to the majority of our customers in Telstra is International Day Pass, which allows you to use your phone overseas almost as if you were within Australia.
Okay.
It allows you unlimited standard calls and text and a certain amount of data per day to use for fixed cost. This gives people the freedom not to be concerned about exceeding call allowances when they're trying to keep in touch with family and friends back home, and to confirm like travel accommodations and things like that. It is only for standard calls, so if you need to call the cash cow desperately while you're away, you might be out of luck. It has been a concern for some travellers in the past.
Oh, my gosh, are you serious? That's hilarious.
It happens.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe that people think about the cash cow while they're travelling.
Well, it's very important.
It is true. This is true. But, you know, I guess you've got to be in it to win it. But, yeah, I do use something quite similar to the Telstra International Day Pass with my phone provider, and I do like the freedom that it provides me, particularly, you know, for myself. I'm a mobile travel manager, so I work from anywhere in the world. So that works really well. But so, Jamie, are there any other business plans on offer for, you know, people like myself or other business travellers from Telstra?
Well, there certainly are. For business customers and people who travel for work and need to stay connected, it's obviously a lot more desperate.
Yep.
There are actually specialised premium plans for these people, both in the business and consumer area.
Yep.
We like to provide people a tailored solution, though. So basically, it's usually best to come in and talk to someone about it and get some recommendations based on your needs,
okay,
as opposed to just having the general solution that everybody's provided. So, yes, you can show and shop on your own, but come in and see us and we'll talk about it.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Jamie. And so when it comes to using the Telstra International Day Pass options on postpaid
it's plans. Always those P's.
Three P's in a row. What countries is it available in?
Well, Erin, the International Day Pass is available in most countries. It actually may be easier to mention some that aren't.
Yeah, sure.
So in that respect, it depends on which part of the world you're travelling to.
Yep.
For example, if you're going to North America, some countries where roaming is not available at all are Cuba, Belize, the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're travelling to Europe, there's actually no countries at the moment that aren't.
Okay, so all of Europe's included.
All of Europe's included.
Okay.
So right now, it does actually change sometimes, so it's always best to seek advice just before you travel.
Yeah, sure. That's great.
Well, ladies, I'm learning so much. I mean, ignorant techno person here. I should have been taking notes, but I will. Let's just take a short interlude now while I take it all in and everything that I've learned about staying connected while travelling. And I might make the notes just now, I think.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time.
Appropriate hello from Adele, particularly on this segment talking about communications. And welcome back, Talking Travel, with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And we're talking about how to stay connected while travelling with Jamie from our Telstra store as well. Can we perhaps talk about Wi-Fi, Erin?
Yes, Colleen, I was going to bring that up with Jamie. So when it comes to Wi-Fi versus using your own data, Jamie, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that's a really excellent question, and it's actually why I recommend customers get advice before roaming, on roaming before planning their travel.
Yep.
Obviously, that's your forte, and it's such an extensive topic that I'm really excited to have the opportunity to expand on it in a future date.
Yep.
When we talk about alternative means of staying connected while travelling.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll be talking about that in our future segment when we talk a bit more about Wi-Fi and how you can use it and when it's good to use the Wi-Fi and when it's maybe not appropriate. But do you have any other useful information or tips for our listeners on staying connected while travelling?
What option you choose really depends on a number of factors. How long are you going to travel for? Where are you going? What are you planning on doing with your devices?
Okay.
And these are questions you have to ask yourself before you travel.
Yeah, of course.
For people planning long trips, for example, I usually recommend that they consider how they're going to use their technology before they think about roaming options, because
okay.
It could be there's an option for them they haven't thought about.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's interesting, because I'll just put a little bit into it, because I went overseas last year and had a SIM card over there and it didn't work, and then we had to get another one, and then we had to top it up. And I thought, oh, I really should have spoken to Telstra and Jamie before I went, and I'll certainly be doing that again. So thank you for today, Erin and Jamie, and I think you've both definitely given our listeners some great information on how to stay connected while travelling. And if any of our listeners would like any more information on today's segment or have any other travel related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655-427, or you can email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can just Google Erin Beckford Travel Managers. And thank you for today, Erin, and thank you, Jamie, for really telling us how we need to get some specialised advice when we're going, because one cover doesn't fit all, does it?
That's right. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, look, our pleasure. And what can we look forward to our next travel segment?
Yeah, thank you, Colleen. And again, thank you to Jamie for coming along today. You know, just as I'm an expert in travel, Jamie's an expert in all things communication.
You both are experts in your field, and aren't we lucky to have you?
Yeah, exactly. And I think we'll be lucky or fortunate to have Jamie back again for our part two of our How to Stay Connected While Travelling segments. And we'll be talking a bit more in depth about Wi-Fi and when to use it, and also some other communication apps that you can have on your device. And that segment will be on Thursday, the 28th of June, same time as today, just after 10:30 a.m.
Well, I'll just get all my notes written of this one, and then I'll get my notes for the next one. Thank you so much. We've been talking travel with your own personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, and also from Jamie from Telstra, both proud sponsors of Port Stephens FM 100.9. And it's now 13 minutes to 11.